Welcome to the Creative Medicine Podcast. My name is Amol Ladd. I'm a doctor and a musician from the UK, and I'm on a mission to find out how we can use creativity to improve health and well-being. So if you're interested in joining me on this journey, make sure you subscribe, like, comment, and download the podcast so you can make sure you're up to date with every episode. On today's episode, I am speaking to Laura Poppitt, who I've been fortunate to be mentoring through the Clinical Entrepreneur Program. This is a really interesting episode, and Laura talks about her journey with alcohol dependence and the role that art played in her recovery. I hope you enjoy this episode. I found it to be very insightful. And as always, you're welcome to comment, like, subscribe, and get in contact if you have any feedback. Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Medicine Podcast. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Laura Poppitt, who is an artist based in Birmingham, and she has quite a remarkable story. I met Laura through the Clinical Entrepreneur Program, and I'm very honoured to be helping her with her journey as an artist. So welcome, Laura. Good morning.
Hi, Amol. Well, thanks so much for having me.
This podcast is all about how people are using creativity to improve health and well-being and the well-being of others. I know that you've had quite an incredible journey, and you're a very, very talented artist as well. And I'd love to hear more about that and how you've used your creative practice to kind of help yourself, and how you're now trying to use art to help others. So let's start with your journey, Laura. When did it all begin for you?
Yeah, thank you for asking. And so my journey started from I was going to university and going to art college and out with friends, and at that time I was going out partying and drinking, and so it was all very exciting and whatnot. And then we had some really sad news that our mom got diagnosed with skin cancer, which was terminal, and we didn't have long with her. So she passed in 2011, and absolutely broke us as a family. And myself, you know, was absolutely devastated. And my thing was to drink. So gone from social drinking and partying with friends to actually using it as medicine to help with my grieving and help me get through what I was feeling about the loss of my mother. It got really serious, where it was really, that took over, and it made me really poorly. I had withdrawal seizures also, so I was hospitalized quite a few times. And then the final withdrawal seizure, I was rushed to hospital like the other ones, but this time it was, hey, you know what, this has got to stop. And professionals said, you know, this girl needs help. So I was told to go to rehab. So support from my family were like, yeah, we'll let you go there, and this has got to change and everything, and you know, you've got to want it yourself. So anyway, I went to rehab for 4 weeks. It was the most amazing thing I've ever done. It was life changing. So I went in there as someone that was using alcohol for medicinal purposes and not realizing anything about my mental health. You know, I didn't touch on my grieving. I didn't reach out. I didn't acknowledge all the depression, the anxiety that I had. So all this came out at rehab. I had counselling sessions, so you really dig deep and find out a lot about yourself. And there was a lot there, and a lot came out. And there was also fabulous support there from the people that worked there, and also there was classes to learn about your mental health. And also there was a afternoon where you could do drawing, do a little bit of art, and that was around a table, and everyone sat around there, and we just sort of drew and some people chatted. And it was one of those moments in that place, and all the courses and everything you do throughout the day is fantastic. And then there was just this art class where everyone was just really getting on with each other and drawing. And I actually picked up a pencil again, and it had been a very long time since I've drawn anything. And I remember just drawing a fence and a field, and it wasn't fantastic, but it was something really cool that I thought, oh, yeah, I can draw. You know, my brain came back to being creative again. And it was a real big moment. I was like that. I remembered this is what I enjoy, and also I enjoyed that I had other people sitting there chatting, and it wasn't so all eyes on you. It was just let's just see if I can do this sort of thing, and it really helped with talking as well. So I did 4 weeks there, and then I went to a dry house in Birmingham for females, and I was there for 2 years, and that was to carry on my program. And which I absolutely loved as well, and did some courses in the city centre with Crisis, and also was drawing at that place there, doing my art. I got a illustration grant from Crisis, which they were like, you know, this is something you're doing. I was selling a little bit through my social media platforms, which was cool, some Christmas cards or sketches, and it just went hand in hand as well. It still did. It went hand in hand with my recovery of alcohol throughout the dry house, throughout doing the courses in the city centre, just with my mental health and drawing. It was just, it gave me a massive boost to think, hang on, like this is something I'm really enjoying. It's really fixing me. So I got a grant to do sketch art and illustrations for people, or have them on my social platforms and sell them on an Etsy page, and it's gone really well, and it was a really great thing to do. And what was really lovely of anyone that wants to know where I, you know, why am I doing this, it's because I got better, and I love my healthier life, and my drawing was one of the things that was my therapy, and I can't be any more thankful than picking up that pencil in rehab. That was just the moment I thought, oh my gosh, I can draw again. So I'm 4 years and 8 months sober and loving doing art now. Cool.
Wow, congratulations on that extremely incredible journey. And I understand, and I've helped patients at the start of that rehab journey especially, and I know how hard it is, and just to kind of try and lose the control that alcohol can have over somebody is very difficult. I'm really proud of you, Laura.
And thank you very much.
It's interesting to see what role your art plays in that. So the relationship that you have with creating art, how has that developed over time?
Yeah, so I would say that it's gone from a few sketches to, you know, what I took for granted was nature and wildlife and things that I used to love, like old buildings, and it's gone from some sketches to maybe doing some bits and bobs with pastels, or it's drawing something that might say, you know, this is me on a bike ride, sat down or something, or it might say, hey, this is a house that I've seen that I really like and it's local and everything. So I try to draw anything that means a lot to me, or something that I just really like, you know, something that's not always what I'm doing, nature or wildlife, just something that I just like drawing. I don't think I ever stick to something. It's just, this is what I like to draw, and it makes me happy. And people find it quite relaxing to look at drawings, and it's lovely to have the opportunity to put them on social media platforms. So it's a bit of an online gallery, and it's really nice just to share what you do. And I have seen a huge improvement of my drawing as well. I think the more that you draw, the better you can get at things. So I've seen I've really seen it go in different directions, and yeah, it's great just to keep doing it and just see what I want to draw next, sort of thing.
Yeah. So you've been involved with Crisis. How did that? I know that they supported you with your illustration grant and really helped nurture that. The art from a more of a commercial side of things, so you're able to sell your work. But what's your involvement with Crisis and how did that develop?
Yeah, I was a member and attending all their classes and courses, which were fabulous. And they, would see anyone doing something that really interested them, or they spoke about. There was, I think that it might have been someone that also got a grant to be a plumber. Or a carpenter. So I think if they saw someone that was, you know, involving themselves in the classes and courses and thought, oh, this person's been chatting about this, what they do, it might be a pastime, or it might have been a career that they had before or something. So I got noticed for doing art, and I attended some art classes there, and their support's phenomenal, because also they want to show people your journey, and if it can help anyone else that might want to attend and go to the classes and say, do you know what, here's an opportunity to maybe carve a career for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's really great. The support was amazing, and you get a mentor, and then you go up against the panel and you pitch your idea, and they'll say, you know, yeah, let's support you and give it a shot. So and also it's they're really lovely with sending my cards out with images on, which helps pass on the message of my journey, but also mainly what they do and what they've done for me. So it could go out to philanthropists, or it could go out to anyone that's donated to Crisis before. And they are fabulous what they do with my artwork, and it's an honour to be on part of their mail that they send out. It's awesome.
Yeah, so everybody has to check out the work that they're doing. I don't know how to phrase this question, but you can see where the power of your art is in your life, almost as a medicine in some form, because you said that you self-medicated with alcohol before, but I can see that now you do have a regular art practice which is fulfilling you and contributing to your well-being as well. How do you see art or creativity playing a role in somebody's recovery? So somebody who might be at the early stages of noticing that they need to kind of get help, what would be your message to them after you've been through such an incredible journey?
Yeah. I think, you know, just grab some paper or some tool that you want to use and just draw and just see what comes out. Do a doodle, or draw something in your life or someone or something you've seen. And I think by using your hands and just really focusing on the paper is I think sometimes people, when they're on the phone, they doodle or something, and it's just something that we don't always think that we're doing. It's just really relaxing. It's a lovely therapy. And I also I found that it was a great thing to be doing if you were talking to someone. So if you are struggling to have that conversation where it's almost you feel a bit uncomfortable, I find it's really relaxing to be drawing something. Mm. If someone's even sat next to you and wants a chat, yeah, it just takes the edge off a little bit. Yeah. I find it's a great help to communicate with people if you're feeling a bit uneasy about talking about something.
Yeah, and some people who might struggle with anxiety, it does kind of offer a bit of an icebreaker or a mediator of a conversation to kind of just be that cup of coffee in between. so it's not so not confrontational, but so pressurized to have a conversation like that. So with mental health, I know that we're trying to work together on a project in helping people connect to a community in some sort of way. How do you see art being that opening of a conversation or a way in to people's mental health or anxiety? How do you see art can, how do you see the creation of art, I'd say, as a tool to help people with anxiety or depression?
I've mentioned before with my anxiety and depression that art helps massively. I find it to show how you're feeling through something is really powerful. I mean, it might be a drawing, or it might be, people might do it with music, but with a drawing, it's with my anxiety, I like to draw something and show it, but not be stood with it. So it's nice to draw it and pass it on, mm-hmm. and for it to be looked at. So you could pass it to the person next to you, you could put it up on the wall, or you could put it, you know, online. So I find that that's more relaxing because there's no pressure. You're in your relaxed space at home or something, or somewhere quiet, and you're drawing. And that's nice because that's your therapy. Your anxiety is not there so much. And then you can relax and create something really beautiful without all eyes on you. And then if you do want to show it to people, it's there to be shown. And if you want some feedback from it, I mean, people can say, hey, that's a really great drawing, I really like that. So I just find it's not all eyes on you. It's like, here's something I've done. And you're not, I mean, people, you know, do drawing videos, and I've done a couple, and that's great. But sometimes it's just nice to draw something, put it away, get it out again. Oh, here's what I've done. Look at that, not look at me. I think that way of showing what you've done is just nice because you can, it's not at you, and it helps with that. And you know, like we've mentioned before, it's a talking point as well. It's people can find something of themselves in it, or they can relate to it, or they can just enjoy it and say, you know what, I really like that bird that you've drawn, and that's one of my favourite birds, or that's one of my favourite flowers. And it's I think it really brings people together. It's just what they make of it, and I think it's a really nice way of talking to someone. If you feel a bit uncomfortable, I think it's nice to say, what do you think about this? You know?
Yeah. I feel that with music as well. So if, when I'm making music, I haven't really released or put anything out for a while, but I still make music when I can. And just to have that and then save it to one side and come back to it later, or having that, it's almost like journaling or mind dumping. Taking the feelings of your mind out and putting it somewhere so that it's not inside yourself. Because I feel like whenever there's ideas in me that I'm not getting out or I'm not doing, it has a bit of a negative psychological impact on me sometimes. Where unfinished work, for instance, it just keeps being on your mind. But not just that, when you share things with the world, for my creativity and my music making ability, it grows, it becomes better, it becomes a bit more authentic the more you put stuff out. And I'm not sure if it's that thing about sharing a vulnerability or putting something precious out there that grows you, but it's quite a fascinating thing that when you keep things inside you, it doesn't always help you develop as a person or as a creative.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel the same in that way.
Yeah, no, I really do. Sometimes I can draw something and I might push it to one side and say, oh, I don't really draw like that. So I don't know if I want to carry on with this drawing. You know, like sometimes I get a bit self-critical about something, and then I've learned from that because I've actually gone and picked the drawing back up and gone, actually, this isn't too bad. And you know, and actually I really like it. So why am I stopping drawing it? Because I feel like I've gone outside my box a little bit. And then I'll go back to it and I'll go, ah, that's quite cool, actually. I do like that. And so, I think sometimes it's, and like you say, like your vulnerability to be there. So I would like be like, ah, I don't know if this drawing is okay to put out there. And so I'd be a bit nervous about it, but I've done it with a couple of drawings and it was just really nice just to say, I've just drawn this, you know, like just leave it floating there and see. And that's nice to do because otherwise it's just going to go into a cupboard and it's only me that's going to see it. And so it's really nice to share it and to just go, do you know what? I've drawn this and I like it. So, yeah.
No, I understand that. And I know that you're a musician as well. So beyond the visual art form, you're interested in music, performing, creating music as well. On a more general sense, what does creativity mean to you?
It's probably comfort what comes to mind first. Yeah. It really is number one for being really relaxed. Maybe it making me feel better about something. It maybe even make me be a bit more organized. It might even like tidy me up a little bit. It does a lot of things. It also makes me think, and I just think I know that I pretty much need it every day because it's like if someone goes out for a run, or you know, it's or someone goes and does something that they like, going to a club or a hobby. It's I get so many endorphins from it, and it kind of like, it gives me a boost. And I find that it's like someone that wants to go for a run. Once you've done it, you kind of like, I want to do that again. And yeah. And it's exciting. And mention music as well. So I tend to have music on when I'm drawing too. So it's and the same thing for music. You know, it's nice to pick up the guitar. And I think it's like a hands thing as well. If I'm creating with hands, it's sending messages to my brain of I'm doing something. This is good. This is like my fuel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it means to me.
Wow, creativity is fuel. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
No, I think that's powerful. So, what are your plans in terms of next steps? What are you planning to do? Because I know that we've had a chat about some really exciting projects that you're hoping to get started. So I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so we have teamed up, and you are my mentor on the NHS Entrepreneurship Programme. And we've had a couple of chats, and I know I've been speaking to some people at the NHS Programme, and it started off, I think when I first joined it, it was about doing art, how it can help with mental health. And there was a couple of ideas going around, and then it was just for a few chats about community, and also how myself, I was trying to think of places that I could go to where people were, you know, like-minded people that were wanting a coffee or a piece of cake or some sort of hangout where there's people like you there, and people that want to talk, draw, turn up for a cup of coffee. And there is, I mean, I, from experience, I go for a coffee or I go for a slice of cake, but that place might be, you know, just for food and drink. And it's lovely to meet a friend who's sort of on your level as well, who's a creative, or someone that just wants to talk about their day or something they're going through. And I find that really lovely. And also I found that, you know, people find comfort in sharing and maybe even being creative at the same time. So something came to mind, and I think we chatted well quite a bit about it, was, you know, having a space where people can do this and help each other, and maybe you try things out, like a little exhibition, or maybe talk about some music, and people can feel free to bring anything in they want to talk about. So I think that's where we're at the moment. Yeah.
Cool. So I think this regular community event is the plan, isn't it, to get a bit more momentum and community around the creation of art in a non-pressurized way, where people can come who might be struggling with anxiety and not have to talk, but they can use this medium of creating something under your guidance even, and learn how to incorporate more art into their lives, which is really powerful. How can we find out more about you, Laura?
Okay, so you can go to my Instagram, which is poppit.art, or you can go to my website, which is www.laurapoppitart.com, and there'll be links to my Etsy on there, and then vice versa for the Instagram and the website. If you want to go and have a look at my artwork, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it's incredible artwork, really. Especially the nature scenes that you've done, they're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Right, so thanks a lot, Laura, for being on the podcast today. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share this with anybody who you might think would benefit from listening to us talk about creativity and health. But until next time, we'll see you then. And we do have some incredible guests lined up, so make sure you don't miss out. Feel free to send me any recommendations, or if anybody that you know who may be a good guest for the podcast, just send me an email. All the links are in the description. Okay, see you next time. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, so get in contact at creativemedicine.co.uk, or follow us on Instagram at creativemedicineuk, and drop us a line, leave a comment, and make sure you share this with somebody if you think they would be interested in listening. So stay tuned for the next episode, and I'll see you next time.